Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it'd still be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Last week we had our Halloween special, but before that we had, you can slow down, speed up, or stop time, but you always know the exact end of your life and how every choice you make affects it. We had 57% reject this wish on Twitter and 66% reject it on our Facebook discussion group. I was really surprised by this. See, I believe knowledge is power, even if that knowledge is of your own gruesome death. For this week, we have a favorite wish of assassins and peeping toms alike. I wish I had invisibility. I'm joined by Taylor Davis and Chelsea Larkin to break this wish down. I think. Guys? Are you still here? Guys! All right, we have a classic wish coming in, but first let's meet who's breaking it down with me. We have Chelsea Larkin.
Hello, hello.
And Taylor Davis.
Hello.
And the wish we are breaking down is I wish for invisibility. Again, a classic, one that people often ask for, a superpower type thing. And I feel like there's different ways to have invisibility, but I think that this is going to be an at-will invisibility that they can choose to turn it on or off, unless you want to make that the cost that it's stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what costs we have. Chelsea, we'll start with you. What's your idea for a cost for this?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that invisibility was a very common wish amongst elementary school kids when I was in school, but it was mostly so that you could find out who had a crush on you. So it wasn't for superhero powers. It was a different kind of invisibility. It was for a power of some kind.
It's still a superpower, even if you're, well, a super villain. Yeah, you can use it for villain.
You're using it fully for personal use.
Yes, so
just
personal
discovery
game.
Of truth.
I think spying on other people is technically still, like, it's
a
mild
discovery
villainy.
Discovery of truth. That's the way I would look at it.
It seems to be what people want. Like, why do you want to be invisible? Because I want to know what people are saying about me. And it's like, that might not be good.
It's true. They might be saying terrible, terrible things.
Yes, most likely.
I think there's some value in knowing the truth, regardless of whether it's good or bad, though.
True. Knowing who your friends are.
Yeah.
So my cost, which is kind of silly, but this would be a cost that would actually make me think, oh, I don't know if I want to be invisible if this is what I have to do to achieve it. So when you are invisible,
yes,
when you are seen, the times you are not invisible and you are seen, you are only seen naked.
That was going to be my cost.
No
way. That's the one I came up with.
Okay, so let me just break that down. So you're saying when you're visible, you can only be naked.
Yes, when you're visible, it can only be in the nude.
That seems like a pretty big cost. I feel like you would only, you'd basically want to be invisible all the time then.
Yeah, but you have to communicate. Shame. I guess, wait, can people hear you when you're invisible?
Yes, it's visual only. That's just invisible. I think it would be undetectable would be the word they'd use if they wanted it to be everything else. I think you're still invisible.
That's
just
fair.
Just vision.
How about you're just pantsless?
Down to your boxers? No pants? I still think, like, how are you going to live a normal life?
You could get a long tee, a long t-shirt.
Just a long t-shirt, yeah.
Throw it on.
Just to cover up the goods.
Well, okay.
But there's
again,
wind all the time.
So if it's just no pants, then you could get away with, like, summer dresses and stuff. Or skirts.
Yeah, but it's in a windy place. It's windy.
And it's windy. So you're adding another caveat to this cost already.
Right, yeah. So what about if you were blind?
Oh.
If you're blind when you were visible.
Oh, that's tough too.
So when you're invisible, you're blind.
When you're invisible, you can see everything's fine. Okay. But when you turn visible, you live your life as a blind person.
Oh, that's tough.
I like that idea.
Because it's dangerous. So
Because I feel like you'd want to spend most of your time invisible then, but you still would be able to function in society. Because, I mean, blind people still get by. Yeah. It's not so debilitating that you can't still operate, but...
Naked people get by. They get arrested.
And you wouldn't be allowed in places.
Fine,
there's very few places. Where are the places you're allowed to go naked? Basically, bathrooms? Beaches that are nude beaches? Subset of beaches?
And
Your own home.
Okay, fine. And some subways until you get tackled.
No, you're not. You're getting tackled because you're not allowed there.
Oh, okay, fine.
I mean, I guess like during Pride Week is the only time everyone would be like, that's fine.
Yeah, they kind of shake it off for Pride Week for whatever reason. The nudity laws are just like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's too many.
It's just too many.
It's too many to arrest.
What about when you are visible? You can only spend time with the people that you know have said and done bad things. Well, that you found that out when you were invisible.
Okay, let's try to break that down then, because I there's something here.
So when people want to be invisible, you know, often they say because they want to discover who's really their friend, who's saying bad things about them, you know, what's really going on with these people. They don't know if they trust them. When we were little, that's what we used to say.
Yeah.
I don't know who has a crush on me. I don't know who's gossiping about me. So what if when you are visible, the only people that you can spend your time with are the people that have been saying bad things about you, and you only know that when you're invisible?
I guess you have to define, like, how bad of a thing. Like, I mean, if your best friend says, I mean, he's great, but he's just always late. You know, he's always late.
I was
a
few minutes late today. I was barely late.
I wasn't calling you.
I'll get what this is.
I mean, it applies to both of you today,
yeah,
but
does,
I wasn't
actually
calling you out specifically. I was saying, an example.
It seems kind of coincidental that you...
I was thinking of tardy. I was thinking of honestly all my other friends.
I hope they listen to
this
episode.
They probably do, yeah.
They're probably here right now.
Probably
invisible. Yeah.
Because I asked them to hang out last week and they've just arrived. But like, so that's like them talking about you behind your back, saying bad things about you. Mm-hmm. But if my friend said you're always late, I wouldn't be like, "Oh, I can't hang out with them anymore. They talk shit about me."
No, that's very minor. I'm talking about, like, you know, or I don't like Chelsea. She's so annoying. She thinks she's so cool. Not me. This is a different Chelsea, but...
You're right. Completely different
Chelsea.
Yeah,
this is just the same name, different spelling. You know, so really hurtful things. And then when you are visible, you have to hang out with these people. And they're like, oh, hey, Chelsea.
I feel like that's something you have to deal with anyways.
Yeah.
Probably.
You would have to still see them regardless, right?
Well, I was thinking of the other problem of, like, if you have... you said only could hang out with people who say shit about you. That's just suddenly like, if I'm nice and people like me, there's no one I can hang out with. That's so lonely. Like, if I'm a good person that people like, I'm not saying I am. I'm sure lots of people talk bad things about me. But if I was, if I was an honestly likable person, I'd have no friends.
I know for me, that would be awful. The people you could spend time with, you know that they've been saying bad things about you and they're being so fake and that's the only people you can hang out with. I would not be the type of person that could say anything and I would just sit and suffer every day.
Yeah. I think we can maybe massage this into a way that like makes some of the rest of your life still functional. Just like, how do you go to work and go to order a coffee if the coffee barista hasn't said shit about you?
You can't.
I mean, they probably have. They probably just said bad things about all their opponents. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe rather than you can only hang out with them, it's something like every Sunday, like once a week, you just have to hang out with all of the people. There's just a party every week on Sunday.
Or the people that you discover that are saying bad things about you are the closest people to you.
Oh, okay. So just it makes the people...
just ruins your life.
Yeah.
So you can be invisible, but it would ruin your life.
It makes all your closest friends say bad things about you when you're not visibly around.
Yes, that
is it. They are going to say all your negative.
This is very real for me.
The things that they say bad about you, are they still things that they honestly believe but just probably wouldn't have said otherwise? Or are they just going to come up with bad things to say?
I think they're saying it anyway, but you now know because you were invisible and heard it.
If we're doing the magic, like whatever they say that's bad about you is true. Like, you know, it's true.
Oh.
And so when they're saying like, well, they have like this issue, like or X or Y, like what's wrong with like, and then you go, oh my God, you know, it's true. So it's like,
so whatever you hear,
like they're very selfish. They're always late because they're super selfish.
And you're like, oh, I am selfish. I like that. It becomes true.
No, it was always true.
Oh,
like for some reason, when you're invisible, they're only going to say things that are truthfully negative about you. So you're going to learn things about yourself that maybe you can't change.
These get into weird massaging of like, okay, so yeah, they're saying things that are true, just and they're things that they would have thought, but probably just wouldn't have mentioned before.
Yeah, like they wouldn't have mentioned it before, but they're just saying things like, oh, this isn't like an awful thing. They don't like you any less or anything like that. They just say the things that you just are awful to hear. Wow, we're really sad people. This is what we've been given the power of invisibility, and all we're talking about
is like gossiping.
The gossiping about ourselves.
I think there's something to this, though, because, again, invisibility, it's a thing that we all sort of want, but we always want it for nefarious purposes. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason you want to be invisible is because you don't want to be seen doing the thing. So if it's something you want to hide,
it's always something you shouldn't be doing. It's when people wish for it. It's not like, I want to be invisible so I can solve world hunger.
It's hard. It's hard to solve world hunger with just invisibility.
But it's, I want to be invisible so I can, like, you know, watch Tony and Cindy having sex. Yeah. I don't know who those people are.
That's not good.
It's great. It's great.
Oh, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen them.
I always watch.
Oh, but he was invited.
I was invited.
Oh, I always miss it. I was late, I think.
But yeah, if you're invisible, it's somewhere that if you were visible, someone would be like, get out of here.
It's almost always a selfish reason you want to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what possible good can you do?
It would have to
invisibly?
Be
invisibly.
It would still be relative good. So like, if you're in the army and you were invisible, yeah, you could stop the bad guys of the other nation that you think are bad.
Who decides the bad guys? Who decides that they're bad?
You do. You're invisible.
You just make the
power. You make those decisions. But yeah, like, it's used for that sort of thing. I guess the other thing is sometimes I do want to be alone and I feel like I would want to be invisible just so I could not be bothered for social reasons.
That's what basements are for.
Agreed. But sometimes I want to be alone in a park, right? And then someone's just coming up to me and like asking for change, or all these pigeons see me trying to eat my French fries. I'm going to bring this up because it's a specific thing. So I went to the park. I got some McDonald's. I wanted to eat my McDonald's in the park. It was a nice, beautiful day.
Oh, good luck.
I dropped a single French fry.
Oh, no.
30 friggin' pigeons. 30 pigeons come out of nowhere, start fighting over that one French fry, and then all turn to look at me expectantly. I had to leave.
But had you been invisible, they would have left you alone, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I used to have there was a thing I really enjoyed, pigeons. When I was in high school, I used to go get the hot and ready pizza. Domino's hot and ready. It's $5 for like a medium pizza.
Okay.
And then I would give pepperonis to seagulls, which I apologize if that's like
hurtful. It might kill them.
The thing is, I was a teenager.
Indigestion, for sure, yeah.
To seagulls or pigeons?
Seagulls. This was seagulls, actually. Sorry. Just But same idea, a bunch of flock of birds who got very excited. And I was in like a parking lot and I got like, it would count like up to 30, 40 birds. And then I would throw a pepperoni towards someone, like usually someone I knew or like at a car. And there would just be this army of birds fly at them for just a moment.
Yeah, you had weaponized birds.
But if you were invisible, the pepperoni would just be coming out from nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like I want to weaponize birds is my new wish. Yes.
At any point during this, did you shout to the heavens, I am the bird master?
I mean, I wish now that I had. Like, it was just so funny to see them go. But now I was like, I wish I would have really like just capitalized on wore a cape and everything and just was the bird master in the parking lot in Sarnia.
All right.
The pirate of Sarnia. With
a bird master.
Oh, bird master. I just see gull, sea, pirates on the sea.
All right, so let's come back to this. I think the way we've worked it out now is that the people you know will say all the mean things they truly believe about you when you're invisible.
Yes, and they are all true.
And they are all true. So mm-hmm. you know they're true. That is a pretty big cost.
Yes.
You can still go watch Cindy and...
Tony,
yeah.
So hot.
just the stamina
and the position changes.
Yeah, no, there's some position I learned.
It exponentially increases in speed.
I learn something every time I go.
Aren't they from Sarnia?
Oh yeah, they're the mayors. Yeah.
Oh,
And so I'm going to go to mine now. So I have an idea for this. It occurred to me while we were talking. You are invisible, but whenever you turn on your invisibility, you smell really bad.
Oh no!
Like
from where and how bad?
Like just all over, and it's like a combination of BO, urine, like a little soupçon of fecal kind of mixed into that smell that just emits from you the moment you become invisible.
Wait, invisible?
Yeah, so you're invisible, but whenever you turn on the power, you smell super bad.
Oh, so I thought you were saying that when you're visible, you stink.
Maybe... You know what? There's some merit to that because then otherwise people will be like, I'll just take the pepperoni and I won't use it. So maybe when you always smell a little bad, but like when you're invisible, like your smell is inversely proportional to your visibility. Like the more invisible you are, the worse you smell.
Because if you're invisible and you smell, like I'd have a field day. I would just be crop dusting the whole town. Like I would just.
Yeah, no one knows it's
yes,
you.
Yes, no one knows
as
it's
a
me.
Stink
no,
bomb power? Yeah. Okay.
The worst part about smelling is the embarrassment factor when people realize it's you. But if no one's going to realize, you're like, oh.
I was thinking that it was just going to get really into you. Like if you're trying to sneak up on something.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, the conversation you were trying to sneak up on is just all about how bad the room smells right now.
But they're going to blame each other. They won't be like, someone's invisible and smells like shit. They're going to be like, what did you just do?
Yeah, or what is the smell in here? But they'll eventually get back to what they're
I mean, they might
about.
Trace it down to you, too. And like, if they touch you, they still find you. So they'll be like, I found an invisible man. Let's beat him up.
I think
that would be your first inclination to find an invisible person. I would be terrified.
I don't want him to run away. I don't want him to run away.
I do experiments.
Yeah.
Oh, you people are sick.
Break his legs.
If I was like walking
Break
through my house,
legs.
Then I pour some flour on him so I can see who it is.
See, that's awesome. See, that that's a scene from
it's a
movie.
Two-step.
That's
yeah,
some
two-step
Kevin
process.
Bacon like, Hollow Man.
How did they catch him? Like, oh, no, he started becoming visible. It started wearing off by the end. So you started seeing his veins and stuff. That's not as fun. But it was like when it's raining, you could see like the outline. So that sucks. Or maybe when it's invisible, it's always pouring rain.
So you can't go outside. You're still in shape. But you're still good inside then, right?
You're great inside.
Yeah.
Do you think if someone told Kevin Bacon that Hollow Man is being discussed right now, he would be like very surprised?
I think he knows. I think he got a ting in his brain. Just
really?
Goes, ooh.
Oh.
Just a tingle goes through his body.
Spit out his
drink. My Hollow Man sense is tingling.
Someone's speaking about my greatest work.
Remember, there was a stream of movies where Kevin Bacon was like, oops, my penis showed again. And Hollow Man was one of them. Anyone?
Oops.
Anyone? It was like...
My first go-to is to be like, oh, how many Kevin Bacon penises have I seen?
There's several, and they just appear, like, and it appeared in Hollow Man, like, shape. Like, come on.
I mean, Hollow Man
Wild Things.
is a spot where it makes sense, because he was, like, in character naked for a lot of that film.
Yeah, but
he was invisible, but then not so much.
I feel like he was like, we better just, you know, put the peen shot in, and they're like, Kevin, you're just like a glob of...
Well, I heard in an interview with the Wild Things one, it was like he was jealous because everybody was having nude scenes. He's like, well, I'm going to have a nude scene, full frontal. Like, it's on you guys. Like, because it's not fair.
And then
he wanted it.
And then he just was excited about it and he was like, let's keep it going with Hollow Man.
And in Hollow Man, it wasn't in the script. It just
of course.
In the editing room, Kevin Bacon came up behind the guy with a knife and was like, you keep this shot going. You keep it going until there's peeing on screen.
Yeah.
And then when he was screen? In Tremors, was that just total nude scene, him and having sex with a worm.
One of the Tremors was actually modeled after Kevin Bacon's penis. So that's...
Is that a new wish?
No. No, okay. No.
Oh, God.
Okay, back to non-Kevin Bacon's
Yeah, okay,
bacon.
So I think if we're doing the smell one, I think, yeah, you got a good point that it should always affect you a little, but I think just it's even more when you're invisible.
So your abilities to sneak and... Yeah. Stealthy are less.
It
so
cuts out your sneakiness because your smelliness. Your visibility goes rank. Down, your rank goes up.
And then when you're visible, you just kind of smell.
Just a little, yeah.
Well, that's not. You should not smell. I think when you're visible, because you'd just be a normal human being. Or is that a price you pay?
I think it's a price you pay to get the ability. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the price being when you're visible. Like the cost is when you're visible, you can't live a normal. Quite a normal life.
Yeah, it's good because we've had that come up a lot on past wishes where people go, well, I'll just take the wish and then not use the power unless I really need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's not the idea of this.
All right, so the idea is like you're visible, but you're like slightly like it's if you're on a, like a crowded subway,
it's like it's probably mostly it's BO if you're visible,
embarrassing.
Yeah. But then yeah, but if you go full invisible, then that's when you got that little fecal and you got that urine smell.
I would certainly, when I was on the subway, be invisible. Actually, no, but then you'd be running into people the whole time, especially if it's busy.
Invisibility isn't good in a crowded spot because it just means you get hurt. People hit you because they don't see
or
you.
Or they think they just hit the other person. They're like, why are you hitting me? Yeah. And then they get into a fist
fight. You can cause a lot of fights. That's another evil thing you can do with invisibility. You can cause a lot of fights. Oh, and you can definitely do that with a stink, too.
I would go and push two of my enemies. I don't really have enemies, but I would make
it
some.
It sounds like you do.
It's like you do.
You started this pretty hard on. I need to find out what everyone thinks about me. Well, on the other hand, though, wouldn't it be really nice to like listen in, like, oh, did you see Maddox? Oh, Maddox was, oh yeah, he's such a lovely guy. Like, I love seeing, like, how nice it would be to like feel good about yourself. Like
that's
on the
true.
Other side, I'm just saying that as a on the other side of these things, it would be great because I mean we've all been there. We've all talked about people. When they're not in the room, but like, be it negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in a lot of the circles of friends that I hang out with, though, we also say the same things in person. Like we're supportive of each other enough to the point that like I don't say nice things about Chelsea in private and then mean things when I see her.
Well, she's gonna find out.
She'll find out.
I am. The other Chelsea's gonna find out.
But I've walked into rooms and be like, oh, we were just talking about you saying a bunch of nice things.
Yeah,
and
but you would never walk into a room. So when someone doesn't say that when they walk into a room,
every time
means,
I assume they're saying terrible, yes. terrible things about me.
Oh, thank God they didn't hear.
Or if they stop talking.
At the moment you enter, yeah.
Yeah, and sniffing the air. It's because
or if they make like a really awkward man. Segue, you know, that thing. Like you step into a room and everyone's like, so anyway.
Or if they're like, yeah, hot dogs are great.
Have you guys ever experienced that? Where you walk into a room and everyone stopped talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever experienced that, but then maybe I just don't notice.
There's always possible explanations, like other possible explanations. Maybe they just finished that conversation the moment I entered. Maybe it wasn't about me, but just something that they don't want me to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they were talking about.
Oh, no. I mean, I've heard that where people were talking quietly and as I came up, it stopped, but I never assumed it was about me. I assumed they were having a private conversation that I wasn't invited to, but now this is making me change my complete
I mean both are possible, but maybe they were saying wonderful things. Again, they might be talking about how they have a crush on you and
I'll go with that one.
It's a crush one. Yeah,
I usually hear say that. Am I interrupting something? Were you guys telling secrets? And then everyone laughs and
but then you go,
no,
I asked you a question.
I would like to know.
And they stare at you back and go, yes.
Yeah.
And you will never learn them.
Well, what if the cost is when you're visible, you're at some point in the day, Kevin Bacon will appear and flash you. But you don't know when it's coming.
Yes. Okay,
when you go invisible, so does Kevin Bacon. At any given time you choose.
Wherever he is,
he goes invisible.
That's not a cost for you. That's just a fun prank you pull on Kevin Bacon.
God, his life would be terrible.
Yeah, he would.
He'd be panicking so much.
Especially because, he'd probably be filming a movie and be like, all right, sound speeding.
Well, how much is he filming these
Enough. just enough. That they'd do the slate, they'd yell action, and then all of a sudden he'd disappear.
Oh, they're like, take two on Kevin's nudity shot. Oh, he's gone. Oh. It's his favorite shot.
They didn't get to do it. All right, so let's do a quick recap of the wishes we've already gone over. So first we had Chelsea, and she had the one where whenever you're invisible, I think we settled on that you'll hear people you know say mean things about you that you know will be true?
Yes.
I had the one that whenever you're invisible, you smell really bad. And when you're visible, you still smell a bit bad. It's not as bad.
I had you, when you are visible, you are blind.
Right.
Oh, that was it.
That is right.
We haven't discussed that one.
Let's go into that one a little bit more then. Yeah. So
I think it's a pretty sweet a very simple trade-off. The second you turn it off, your eyesight's gone. You can't see anything that you're in.
Yeah, so let's run through some of the everyday things that you would want to do. Like, if I wanted to go and read a book, I could just become invisible and read my book, especially if I'm at home.
But it's kind of a sad one, because when you are invisible, nobody can see you. And when you're visible, you can't see anyone.
Yeah, I think that's poetic. I kind of like that.
You would be like, everyone's like, we're going to the movies. Oh, I can't invite Taylor. I'd be like, no, you can. Like, totally, it's fine. Like, this
I'll just sit in the back. I'll sit in the back.
Like, just tell me the time. You can't tell them. They're like, oh, but it's, you know, well, the premiere
okay.
of episode 9.
So would you keep
nine.
This
like,
a secret?
I guess, well, I mean, that should also be a rule. You can't tell anybody.
Oh, you think it'd have to be in
it's
it.
Got, like, if you tell anybody, you'd lose it.
If you told anybody, then they would, like, you've told your friends, like, hey, guys, I'm not blind all the time. I'm only blind when I'm visible. I can go invisible. And you, like, show them. Then they would always assume that when they don't see you,
you're
spying on them. Like, I think you don't have to tell, like...
You'd have to find someone you really, really trust.
But if it's, like, a girl or it's, like, someone you're dating who is, like, I want you to see what I look like, so be invisible all the time.
Yeah, how do
that
I look in this?
That would be fun.
And then they don't know if you've... if you're thinking about it or if you've run away.
Okay, in your personal opinions, then, if your significant other, someone you're in love with, who's been blind, but you love them, anyways, the relationship worked great, and they tell you, like, I'm not blind, like, I can turn invisible. Like, would that affect how you felt about them? So I'm trying to picture, like, my girlfriend right now. Like, if she told me that, I'd be like, I would, like, have probable issues about trust in the sense of, like, oh, you can be visible anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would ask, like, have you used it against me? She'd be like, no. And I'd be like, okay, like, I believe you. But it's like, but did you?
I might booby trap the house.
I mean, I think.
Make sure they're not in there when I don't want them to be.
So I'm not already in a long-term relationship with anyone. So I would have to wonder, like, at what point would it be appropriate to bring up that you had that particular condition / superpower that you could turn invisible in a relationship?
If you take too long, then you hid something from your significant other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you do it, like, on the first date, I'm going, okay, you're a crazy person. I'm walking out.
But if I was on the first date with somebody and they show me they're invisible, I'm like, that's super cool. I would definitely, like, stay with them for a little bit at least to kind of, like.
I think you could make it work. I think you could make it kind of a fun bedroom activity.
I don't know how my
invisibility. Well,
explain to me how it would be.
Oh, I can explain.
Because
you go, I'm in this room somewhere naked. Come find me.
Well, because you want your significant other to be able to see what they're doing. So
this is fair.
Maybe you would want them to be invisible at this part, and you don't know where they are, so everything would be a surprise.
Yeah, I think having sex with an invisible thing
also
would be fun.
I also think the accidents that will happen in the bedroom were going to be increased. Like,
that's true.
I accidentally just, like, slapped you in the face. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, my hands moving around. Like,
you would have to not move if your partner is...
I think you'd probably want to have sex in the dark, just to be fair.
Oh, that's nice.
This is equality, yeah.
Love is love.
Pitch black.
I think it should be that you can't tell that you're invisible.
Tell anyone about your power?
No.
Okay.
Because a lot of the wishes are, like, if it's a superhero type thing, if it was a true superhero, usually they can't tell.
I mean, they can. They just normally don't because...
Or nobody believes them.
Yeah. Great powers and responsibility and whatnot. Blah, blah, blah.
So what...
I kind of like the question that gets arisen about
why. It puts it on you, like, that you have to decide who to trust. And you lose friends probably, or lose some. Mm-hmm. I would think people wouldn't, like, if I told everyone that I could go invisible, I do think people in my active everyday life wouldn't trust me as
they'd
much.
Be suspicious of you because I think you might
be
in the room.
They probably wouldn't talk about me. Like, yeah. The same thing. They'd be like, oh, he could be here right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
They might make you do it like a party trick.
Then I get turned into the dancing monkey as well.
Yeah.
Like, you got to show everybody.
Like, please MC my wedding and then be invisible a bunch of times entertain people.
You could also make quite a career out of
that's true.
Being, if you went public with being invisible, you'd be like, you hire. Yeah, I don't know why you
could,
pick
again,
MCing weddings as your job. But, like, you could. You'd be like the most, like, expensive probably MC for a wedding.
Yeah.
You'd run the fear of at some point being like recruited by the government or examined for coins.
Like, yeah. They'd be like, we have to.
So you probably don't want to tell everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What about, I know we've already have a couple, several costs in the mix, but what if to become invisible, you have to like do a very graphic, like, public shit or something.
By the end of the shit, you slowly turn it invisible. Yeah, and then yeah. You're like, okay, did it.
Again, that's just turning it into like the perfect prank because you always disappear afterwards and it was like,
but you would be I guess you'd have to like wear a mask.
The ghost pooper.
The ghost pooper.
Strikes again. So, you know
what?
I'm
not putting, is haunted.
I'm not putting that on the final list. No, I don't think so.
It doesn't make the cut. All right, but. No.
Let's do our recap for real then. So, okay. First we had Chelsea with, you can go invisible, but whenever you're invisible, all your friends will say terrible, true things about you.
Yes.
When you try to spy on them.
It's awful.
Mine was, when you're invisible, you will smell really bad, and when you're visible, you'll still smell a bit. And Taylor's was, you can go invisible, but when you're visible, you're blind. Are there any of these that we're leaning towards liking the best? Thinking is the most balanced.
I think balance, I vote for my own.
Mm-hmm.
But for like, this just being a bit stinky is like my vote.
I don't think Maddox's is enough of a cause.
You don't think it's enough of a cause?
No,
to
because I would want to be invisible so that I could make smells around.
Right, you would use it for pranks. Yeah,
I use it for good, for my own good.
I mean, I hate smelling bad. Like, it bothers me when I can smell myself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, invisibility is a pretty cool power. So I don't know how I'd go on that one. I'm undecided. Top of your head, how do you think the smelling would weigh in, or do you just think it's a funny idea?
I mean, as a cost, it does balance in its own way, but it's just such a weird thing to balance.
It's a little bit weird.
It's
yeah,
like the smelling.
I do like the poetry of yours. I think yours is very poetic because mm-hmm. You can see or be seen, not both. Yeah,
poetry.
It's a nice way to, you can get it in a nice little pithy expression.
And I think mine is probably like truthfully based on what people most want to be invisible for.
Again, I don't think yours needs magic. I think yours is what will happen.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I like Taylor's best as well because it's the most you actually would have to decide because there are pluses and minuses.
All right. So let's try going forward with Taylor's then. You can go invisible, but when you're visible, you are blind. Would you guys take this wish? Chelsea, maybe to start?
This is a personal thing. So I've always had terrible eyesight and I had I've had eye surgery since I was 3 years old and every dream I have my whole life, it looks like there's like Vaseline over my eyes because it's my becoming blind has always been a fear because it's in my family and I've always struggled with eyesight. I've had laser eye surgery twice because they quote didn't get it all, whatever that means. So
I didn't think there was something to get. That was not my understanding of what
elaborate.
The procedure was. Yeah.
Shout out to Herzig Eye Institute. Okay. So
not going to be a sponsor.
No. So I would not take the invisibility, even though it would be cool to have it. The blindness would be if it was deaf or something, like I would take it. Or, you know, even missing a limb or something, I would probably do it. But blindness, personally, I would not.
Blindness is just very much a specific fear for you.
It's a personal, yes, fear. As soon as you said that, I was like,
what? Now, just a little tweak, just to add a little wrinkle to this. What if you were guaranteed vision while you were invisible? Like, we could guarantee you would never go blind as long as you were, whenever you are invisible. You had protection in that sense. So you are definitely blind when you are visible, but you now no longer have to fear the uncertainty of going blind in old age.
I still wouldn't.
No.
Because when I'm, you know, living my everyday life with people, I wouldn't be able to see.
It's too much.
Yeah, it would be, I couldn't.
I think that's fair. Taylor, what
I was
yourself?
I was like, oh no, I'll take it. Like, I don't mind it. But then you said the husband, like, well, when you're with your friends, you're never going to see them. And I was when I'm thinking about it, honestly, like my day to day, like seeing my friends, it would be very difficult, but I will take it because with great power comes great responsibility. And true. I need to save some lives. As long as I save a few lives, I'll be like, oh, it was worth it. Like,
well, how are you going to save lives? Remember, this is much easier to use evil for than good.
You can do it.
I'm sure I'll go and wave around that.
Well, no, I'm just going to, in the sense, like, so there's certain areas you don't go in cities or places that are dangerous.
Mm.
I would just go there invisibly And then I'm sure someone's getting hurt or something's happening. They just get in the mix.
You could hit a gun out of a hand.
Yeah,
could...
something like that. And as long as I do that once, I'd be like, okay, that's worth it. Like I did a good thing. Like no one can say I did bad things with this. Then I would be allowed to do bad things, I guess. Then I can do my eavesdropping and all that. Because my worst fear is sharks. So like, I'm fine. I'm blind. This doesn't bother me.
Swimming, you might get eaten by a shark by accident because they wouldn't see you.
I don't know if they swim with their mouths open, do they?
I think so. That's what they always look like in the...
Well, at least that's how they always look. They always look like they're just like a gaping jaw. Like through the ocean.
I don't know if you're small enough to slide... You'd have to be a big shark if you just slide in without them noticing and be like, oops, I accidentally ate something invisible.
A basking shark? Yeah. Fly right through that, but they don't eat people.
But I think
a whale could eat you.
Whale sharks don't. Whale sharks and whales don't eat people. But I guess they can do it accidentally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a whale is big enough to accidentally
eat you.
Well,
then I won't go swimming when I'm invisible. Well, it's over.
You won't go that deep.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be swimming with whales and sharks. I mean, to be honest, I'll be in a pool.
Okay. Well, I was just checking in.
So I accept.
You accept.
Wish.
All right. So we're already divided. So my vote doesn't matter, but I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. I mean, I'm tempted to use it for, so that being left alone type thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like every time I do that, that'd also be a huge danger of someone not warning me or running into me or sitting on me while I'm trying to just sit alone in the park.
Or the pigeons might still swarm.
And don't forget that if we're going evil, you can steal a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah,
like for sure. Like, you don't have to really worry about work.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I mean, I still...
Too late.
I sadly have this thing called a moral code.
But I already saved a kidnapper. A kidnappee. I did not save a kidnapper.
No, you spoke.
You saved a kidnapper.
Oh, I'm super evil. I went super evil with this.
The kidnapper starring Kevin Bacon.
I could prank Kevin Bacon. Those all these nice perks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's close for me. I think I'm right on the line, but I think, I'm too scared that I will get accidentally killed. And that's the most frustrating thing for me. This is going to be a weird sort of side thing. I get most frustrated in video games when someone kills me accidentally, like on the other team.
Friendly fire?
No, even like they were shooting at another teammate and then they missed and hit me. Frustrates
this
me
is like
to no
online.
End. This is like online like video action. Games. Yeah. And I feel like that would come up in real life and also frustrate me where like, you know, a car hit me, not because they meant to.
Because they didn't see anybody there.
They didn't
there.
See me, yeah. Or like, someone... You know, dropped something heavy on my foot. I didn't notice them about to drop it. They didn't see it.
But that could happen both ways because when you're visible, you're blind. You could walk in front of a car.
I'd walk into people.
And when you're invisible, a car could walk into you.
Yeah, you're right. That just makes it worse. That makes it like I'm going to get hit by accident all the time.
So you guys don't have to take it, but while I'm invisible, like sneaking into the Louvre and like
Drake's house.
I don't really want to go to Drake's house.
It's my only cool example.
Yeah, you're the one who's going to be going Kevin Bacon on all this.
I know.
You're eavesdropping. You're sneaking into homes.
Were you going into the Louvre to steal or just because you wanted to get past all those lines?
Yeah, past the lines. I could literally go right up to a piece of art and be like this close.
You could
and then
lick,
I would touch it.
You could lick the Mona Lisa.
I would.
You could turn it upside down.
What do you guys think the Mona Lisa tastes like?
Paint.
That's good. Yeah, it's probably
That's my vote. It's paint.
I go with paint. Like oil paints too, probably. Right?
Stale. Mm-hmm. Dust.
Stale dust. Just a good coast of dust.
Or like you find out it's plastic. It's just like a remake and they
just
lost
no
it
one
years
touched
ago.
It, yeah.
Ooh. Or it's Play-Doh. I've eaten Play-Doh.
Sweet.
I remember.
Yeah, you know that flavor, yeah.
Yeah.
And all my pranks would all be ghosts. Be ghost related. I would make people think things all the time.
You could actually that's the way you could reinvigorate the tourism around any building is just you could make very convincing haunting pranks. Yeah. And then people would go there, I want to see a haunted building.
You could make your own ghost walk, but it's just you running from house to house.
Yeah, you hire a friend just to like do the tour.
Right,
you
host the ghost walk because I'm going to make ghosts. It so crazy. Yeah, for
and you could still ghosts. Throw pepperonis. That could come back.
And make birds attack people. Birds, where's this pepperoni coming from?
And then the birds come.
All right, so we went with the wish that you can become invisible whenever you want, but whenever you're visible, you're blind. Taylor was willing to take it. Chelsea and I were not. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email BreakAWishPod@gmail.com, join the Break A Wish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or donating on our website. All this information at BreakAWish.ca. For more Chelsea Larkin, check
at ChelseaLarkin99 on Twitter. For more Taylor Davis, he directs and narrates Max Justice, an improvised, episodic, narrative, cop dramedy the first Monday of every month at the Social Capital Theater. Look up Max Justice Improv on Facebook. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, some wishes don't take a whole episode. I call these summary judgments. JackBrian92 on Twitter wished that people would celebrate with beers and not fireworks. The dogs don't need this shit. Well, great. Now you've got a bunch of drunk dogs everywhere. Oh, you thought only the humans were going to drink. Selfish. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
So, you just got done listening to the new episode of this podcast, and now you're looking for another one to get into. I know what you're thinking, but Cody, the new podcast I want to get into is an improvised comedy with a horror theme. Well, guess what, little podcast fiend? You're barking up the right alley, because I'm one of the hosts of Spooked, the improvised scary story podcast where it's never scary and sometimes a story. Now you're thinking, wow, that sounds awesome, but where do I find that? Well, the same place you found this one, thesonarnetwork.com. You click on it, you listen, and get ready to get spooked.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.